Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for another day, another opportunity to come to pray to you, Father God, another opportunity to be connected to you, Father God, another opportunity to draw closer to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, another day to have our sins forgiven, O God, and to ask for forgiveness, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will help us, Father God, to stay in the press, that regardless of what is going on in our lives, Father God, that you don't allow us to stop praying, Father God, that you don't allow us to stop believing, Father God, that you don't allow us to stop trusting you, Father God, that you don't allow us to stop having faith in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, help us to keep going, Father God, help us to keep pressing our way, Father God, even when it's difficult, Father God, even when it feels like we're not making any traction, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, help us to keep hope alive within ourselves, Father God, when all seems dead, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, even when we don't know where we're going, Father God. Help us to stay focused on you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to give up, Father God, no matter how difficult it may get, Father God. Help us not to give up, Father God. Help us not to give up on you, and help us not to give up on ourselves, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we don't allow our unanswered prayers, Father God, to cause us to stop praying, Father God. Allow us to remember, Father God, sometimes our unanswered prayers are not a no from you, Father God. Maybe our unanswered prayers are in a season of not yet, Father God. So, Father God, I just pray in the name of Jesus for everyone who's in that season of not yet, Father God, that you will allow them to give up, Father God, that you won't allow them to have a pity party, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We must realize, Father God, our timing is not like your timing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So, Father God, help us, Father God, to stretch forth on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to trust you, Father God, when it's difficult, Father God, when it's unpleasant, Father God, when we feel like we can't feel you, Father God, when we feel like we can't hear from you, Father God. Help us to continue to trust you anyway, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Help us to realize, Father God, whatever we're going through, Father God, we're going through for a purpose. We're going through for a reason. It may not always feel right, Father God. It doesn't always feel good, Father God, but we have to know that it's for a purpose, Father God, whether it's for us to grow, Father God, for us to learn a lesson, Father God, for us to have a testimony, Father God, for us to be strengthened in our faith, Father God, or for us just to simply draw closer to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, help us to know that no matter what we go through, regardless of what trial we're in, regardless of what storm we may be fighting our way out of, Father God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and you will not fail us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that no matter what we may be facing, Father God, that no matter how we may be feeling alone, Father God, no matter if we feel like we're in a maze, Father God, and we're going to lose our mind, Father God, no matter how many times we may have hit rock bottom, Father God, no matter how dark and how difficult things become, Father God, it doesn't matter what we don't have. It doesn't matter what we are lacking, Father God. Father God, help us, Father God, just to stay in the press. Help us to stay in the press of praying, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, don't allow us to allow the enemy to get into our thoughts. Don't allow us to allow the enemy to get into our minds and our hearts, Father God, and to cause havoc, Father God, and to cause us to doubt you, Father God, to cause us to doubt, Father God, everything you have told us in your holy word, Father God, because you told us, Father God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. You told us in your word, Father God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but my God shall deliver us from them all, Father God. You told us to be of good courage, Father God. So these are the things that we know we can do, Father God. These are the things that we know that we can hold on to, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So I just come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because I know that you are a promise keeper, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I know that you are a way maker, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I know that you are a burden bearer, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So even when we're feeling all overwhelmed, when we're feeling overburdened, Father God, all we have to do is cast our cast our concerns, cast what we're going through, cast what we're feeling, Father God, and give it to you, Father God. You understand, Father God. And sometimes we may be embarrassed about what we're going through. We may be embarrassed about how we're feeling, Father God. It may be we're in a situation because of our own wrongdoing. We may be in this situation because of our own unwise wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. But Father God, we serve a God who is loving, who's compassionate, who's generous, who's gracious, and who's always there willing to help us, who's always there willing to forgive us, who's always there willing to put us back on the right track. So Father God, everyone, Father God, who has gotten off a track, Father God, whether they have gotten off track spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, Father God, maybe someone has gotten off track with the thoughts of their minds, Father God. Maybe they have gotten off track with their eating. Maybe they have gotten off track with taking their medication. Maybe they have gotten off track with just being kind and being nice and saying thank you. Maybe they have gotten off track for showing appreciation to those who are closest to them, Father God. Lord God, however we may have gotten off track, Father God, I pray that you will put us back on track, Father God, and allow us to stay on track, Father God. Don't allow us to veer off track again, oh God. Don't allow us to skip lanes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Don't allow us to go into someone else's lane, Father God, but help us to stay on our track. Help us to stay in the lanes that you have purposed and ordained for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, Father God. I want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you will do. I pray, Father God, for this month that you will make a way for each and every person who is struggling, Father God, every person who's struggling financially, Father God, make their mortgage payment, make their rent payment, pay every bill in full, Father God, every credit card bill, but pay the daycare bills, Father God, buy the groceries, pay the light bill, water bill, gas bill, Father God, in the name of Jesus, phone bill, Father God, water bill, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, put gas in the trucks, put gas in the vehicles, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Father God, for being all that we need you to be in this day and time. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the blessed Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God bless you. Don't forget to follow Shawnee's Prayer wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And you can find Shawnee's Prayer on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. God bless you and God bless you.